From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Ben Johnson's former doctor defends Merlin Otte against charges that she took illegal drugs. Trinidadian political leaders say they're firm in their commitment to weed out corruption in the police service. And a bizarre case of what some Antiguans have been calling a satanic spell on a 9-year-old boy. I am Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
We have that level of confidence in her, and we certainly believe that she has always acted in a manner of utmost honesty and integrity.
Jamaica's acting Prime Minister Seymour Mullings appearing to echo the feelings of many in the country as they rally around Merlin Otte, their athletic superstar at the center of a drug storm. Otte tested positive for the banned substance nandrolone and was forced to withdraw from the World Championships in Seville. That development continues to be the talk of the sporting world. Oren Gordon has the reaction from the British and the Caribbean press.
Hesley Crawford, Trinidad and Tobago's Olympic gold medalist in Montreal in 1976, makes perhaps the comment of the day. He sounds saddened when he says in the Express, "I have lost all my respect and love for track and field." He laments the big bucks nature of the sport today and the cheating involved in chasing money. The camaraderie and love of his day, he says, is